In our political party profile this evening, well, we speak to the representative of the Good Party. So putting spotlight on the manifestos of some of the parties this week, this afternoon, or this evening rather, we are looking at the Good Party manifesto, which focuses on good governance. We welcome on Radio Islam International, the Good Party's Brett Herron. I know you expected to hear Auntie Pat once again, our long-time guest over the years. But anyway, I trust that Patricia DeLille, busy with other related matters, and party representative, I'm sure doing a wonderful job in explaining to us the Good Party's manifesto, Brett Herron. Good evening to you, Brett.
Good evening, Junaid. Thanks so much for having me on.
And thank you for joining us. Brett, give us a summary. Your election manifesto of the Good Party, what does it entail?
Junaid, our manifesto's does two things. First of all, it recognizes that South Africa is a fundamentally different country to what it was in 1994. And we reject those who are campaigning on the basis that 2024 is a new 1994. We have freedoms in our country that we never had before. And a lot has changed. But in that, in the last 30 years, there's still the vast majority of South Africans who were oppressed prior to 1994, who have not yet tasted the fruits of our democracy, and who live every single day struggling, or as we're saying in our posters and in our manifesto, suffering. And we want to address their living conditions, their lived reality, and to end their suffering. And so our manifesto and our offering is about addressing or redressing the injustices of the past, which carry over into 30 years post-democracy, causing many South Africans, the vast majority, to live in poverty, excluded from our economy because they cannot find employment, and without any support from the state. So we want to address those key components of the lived reality of South Africans. So in a nutshell, our offering to voters and to South Africans is to redress the imbalances or the history of our country, and to make sure that the 12 or 14 million South Africans who go to bed hungry every night and wake up with no income receive support from the state.
Brett, you know, the creation of jobs is certainly the on the topmost agenda of many political parties, many socio-political groups, and everybody for that matter. And one realizes that without the economy, you know, getting back on track and ensuring that it now fires on all cylinders and South Africa gets to work, well, this type of, you know, unemployment is unfortunately going to persist. But we also know that there is hard work and a reality to the creation of those jobs. Those jobs will not simply be created on their own if any party who even claims it in their manifesto will in fact be voted into a seat of power, provincially or nationally for that matter. How does the Good Party propose going about creating the industrial and economic environment to ensure that these jobs are created?
Well, the starting point is to have the basics for growth in place. So before we can consider and wish for foreign direct investment, for capital investment, for industrialization, for all of those productivity components of our economy to materialize and to create employment, we need to have the basics for growth in place. And South Africa has failed to maintain the basics for growth, or to develop the basics for growth in some places, or to extend the basics for growth. So we have a dysfunctional transport logistics network, and that is not conducive to growth. We have an unstable electricity supply, and that's obviously not conducive to economic growth. We have an infrastructure deficit, so we have roads that are still gravel roads. They haven't been fully developed. We have a housing backlog. We have a water crisis, and we have a digital communications crisis, or a failure to address the spectrum which has never been released despite all the promises to do so. So our starting point is to say, let's get the basics for growth in place, invest heavily in infrastructure, invest in fixing our transport network problems, invest in renewable energy to complement what coal-fired power stations can produce in terms of an electricity supply. And with those basics for growth in place, so we can start attracting the kind of investment that will create jobs. But I would like to say that, currently we projected it at 1% growth, economic growth in the medium term. Even if we were to triple that to 3% growth, we would still have almost 10 million South Africans in unemployment over the next 15 years. So it's going to take a massive upswing in our economy, which is going to take time before we will see a meaningful reduction in unemployment. And that is why we couple creating jobs or creating the basics or implementing the basics for growth directly with making sure that those who will not find work receive support from the state in terms of a basic income grant.
Brett, let's talk about the Good Party's proposed method or style of governance. I had opened up this discussion when you had joined our live feed about coalitions, which is really going to be a reality in this country going forward. Even the ruling party has admitted in more ways than one that they've spoken about, various forms of coalitions, who they are willing to get into and who they are, not willing to get into for whatever reason. So this is the reality. The Good Party, do you see the Good Party joining hands? And when I say joining hands, it's the light term for, a coalition with the ANC, even if the ANC goes into a coalition with the EFF. And where this would be significant would be in the Western Cape. We know that the ANC has its sights on the, on the Western Cape in a big way, for more reason than one. It has promised a big comeback. The Good Party, whilst the Good Party may be represented across the country for that matter, we know that because of the influence of Patricia de Lille and the other, those who are associated with the Good Party, a good seat would be, in fact, in the Western Cape. Do you see yourself in a coalition?
Well, we are obviously entering an era of our democracy where coalitions are going to feature more and more in governance. So either at local government level, there's already about 80 councils that are governed by coalitions across the country. We may have three provinces with coalitions. It seems likely. Western Cape could be a province that is a coalition government, Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal. We had our national conference in November last year, and we adopted a policy on coalitions. And that policy will guide us as to post the elections, how we will engage with other parties if there's a need for us to engage in order to form a government. So to form a government, you need 50% plus one in any legislature. So we're open to engaging with other parties post the elections around forming coalitions. We have not said that there's any party we won't work with. We haven't identified any parties that we intend to work with. What we're focusing on is what will be the governing plan or the governing agenda of that coalition. We're going to the electorate, as you've referred to our manifesto. We're going to the electorate with some key issues that we would like to see addressed in South Africa in order to improve the lives of the majority of South Africans. And we would need to see as much of our manifesto and our commitments in a government's plan in order for us to join a coalition. So our engagement around coalitions will be post the elections, and it will be based on what and which parties we can find common ground with around implementing a governing plan that includes much of what we are trying to achieve and much of what we've promised voters. So our focus will be on the governing plan agreement that we can reach, and the parties that share that governing plan and are willing to enter into an agreement around that.
When it comes to, of course, your outlook for this election, I know, of course, every political party at this stage and should be, in fact, upbeat about their progress, in the by end of the month, and the fact that they would, like to grow the support base of their party and grow the ideals of their manifesto. But how has the Good Party been? How has your campaign trail been, Brett?
We've had a very good campaign trail compared to 2019 when we first started. I mean, obviously because we've had more time, and we are hoping to show growth, and that is our objective. And that means growth in the National Assembly, growth in the Western Cape Provincial Parliament. We already have one seat there. We would like to grow that number. And we would like to see seats in the Northern Cape, in the Eastern Cape, in Gauteng, and in KwaZulu-Natal. That's where we expect to get seats in the legislatures. In the more rural provinces, Limpopo, Mpumalanga, Free State, the Northwest, we are campaigning, and it's going to be harder for us in those rural provinces because we don't yet have a foothold in terms of in the local government sphere. But in the other provinces, we have councillors, and so we have a foundation on which to grow and to get seats in those legislatures.
Brett Heron, thank you for joining us on Radio Islam International with this discussion. And, of course, what can we say? All the best for the end of the month and for the ongoing campaigning right till the last few days as we head into the election season. And thank you for joining us, Brett.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, that was the Good Party. And, as I had alluded to in the conversation and as we had spoken about,